July 5, 2022, it's the What for Pedro show.
Related to the question is your classical music. Classical music. And just to the little bit general word, what do you say, what do you have such a comment about classical music?
Classical music?
Yes.
Well, I don't know, I may be wrong on this. The term classical music, in my opinion, means to me, I think this it means the music of a country that is played on the by the composers and the musicians of the country, more or less, than the, as opposed to the music that the people dance or sing by, the popular music. And I don't know, what do you think about it? You agree with that?
Well, that's, I know, but...
So, in other words, I mean, there are classical musics all over the world, different types of classical music. And I don't know if I'm correct on this, but that's the way I feel about it. And as far as the types of music that if you would ask me what we are playing, and to go beyond what I've said already, I feel it is the music of just an individual contributor. And if you wanted to name it anything, you could name it a classical music.
And related to the question about the classical music, have you ever studied classical music?
Nothing but the type that I'm trying to play.
I see.
And the three pearl button studs. Look out for them.
Show, happy Friday. Start off John Coltrane talking to Kazuaki Sugimoto in 1966 about classical music. Then we had Jane Lee Hooker with White Gold, which is significant because we got their bass player. You can hear the magic of those Estonian software engineers with their Skype invention. Welcome aboard, Mary Zadroga.
Much. Thanks for having me.
Absolute. Bass sister. Please bring your earliest... Oh, first we got to thank Ilka and all the Fly PR people for the connect, right?
Yes, Ilka.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. My God. Absolutely. We bonded over... Yes, yes.
Respect.
This is good.
Grand respect. So, please bring your earliest musical memory. Remember, it's a Watt for Beaver show. There's no wrong answers. There's no hard questions.
Okay. It's super vague, but my dad had he was an older dad. He was like, he's a World War II guy, you know. But he had a bunch of 78s, and my earliest memory, I was probably really young, because I couldn't really talk yet, but he, I just remember it was like an Oompa record or something. It was either German Oompa or something like that. I can't even remember it clearly, but I remember needing to hear it again and not being able to use words. Like, I have a distinct memory of that. You know, he had a very old record player with a giant arm for the needle thing and everything.
And, this pad, where was this? Where'd you grow up?
Gales Ferry, Connecticut, like near New London.
Coast Guard Academy.
Right on. Yep.
Yeah.
Awesome. That was probably, I listened to you, other interviews. That was probably my first concerts, was going to those,
LNG, the Coast Guard. I think it was LNG was the club near there.
And, yeah.
And also Groton, where they make the, Groton is where they make, those subs.
Yep.
Tridents and stuff.
Yep,
Connecticut River, and it's beautiful there and stuff. But this pad, you grew up, was there any musical instruments, Mary?
Yes. I have older siblings, so like one brother was a trumpet player, and then my sister played the French horn and the glockenspiel. That was fun. It was so loud.
Marching band stuff.
Yeah, yeah. She was a French horn player, and then she played the glock for marching band. That's right. Exactly right.
Because I heard French horn is tough on marching band because of the trippy mouthpiece.
Yeah, it's teeny.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Speaking of bass players with French horn, John Entwistle has a French horn solo on Pictures of Lily.
Really?
I wouldn't shit you, Mary. Now, did you jump on any of these instruments of your siblings?
Yeah. It's funny because I remember wanting to play the French horn because my big sister played it. And then I kind of got turned from that to trombone. So
bone, bass clef, though, and big mouthpiece.
Yeah. Yeah. I learned how to read, bass clef, and I played the trombone for 10 years, you know.
Microtonal.
The whole marching band thing.
Almost a fretless bass.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. In grade school, were you in the choir, the marching band? Well, you're talking about the bone here. What years? Was it junior high school, or grade school?
I started in grade school, and there was no band or anything like that. My parents just got me lessons, which is cool. I was so small, I couldn't reach the sixth position. I remember I hated it. They used to joke and be like, catch it with your feet kind of thing. Throw the arm up.
Yeah, yeah.
But, seventh grade, I started in the junior high marching band.
There was a jazz guy.
Junior high concert band.
There was a jazz guy who did
trombone.
And
then a high school marching band and all of that.
There was a jazz guy who did trombone. And John Coltrane was a sideman on one of his records. I think J.J. Johnson or something. Yeah. So the bone, you know, and also, of course, Jim Brown had him in his horny horns and the P-Funk. Fred Wesley, right? Yeah. The bone is a trippy instrument. I think it's interesting. It's probably the closest to the bass guitar with the horns, in a trippy ass way. What was the first record you bought with your own money? What was the first record you bought with your own money, Mary?
Oh, let's see.
You know, when you're a kid, you ain't got a lot of money, so I'm curious.
Yeah, I was kind of older. I didn't buy any records probably till I was in high school. And
right.
I used to go to Caldor's.
You know what Orson Welles said, right? In those Masson Brother commercials. No, we will sell no wine before it's time.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Like fucking $2 Chuck screw on caps, yeah. So, but anyway, the first record you bought in high school, huh?
It was probably, yeah, it was probably Jethro Tull.
Okay.
Aqualung. And then.
For a little while, the first bass player lived in Pedro for a little bit.
Oh, really?
I wouldn't shit you, Mary. What about the first gig you went to? What was the first gig you saw?
Probably the Coast Guard band, you know. But in terms of cool gigs and stuff, I would say it wasn't very cool for a very long time. I Maynard Ferguson. Like I was into jazz and stuff when I was in high school with
the
trombone.
He could play a high C.
What's that?
He could play a high C. I think like three or four up.
Oh, with his trumpet.
Yeah, he had a high. Yeah. He could get that high.
God.
I'm from Ohio, was way into him. Let me ask you. After school, not graduating, but in the afternoon, did you ever get into the garage band, bedroom band, basement band thing? Did you try to do rock and roll with the trombone?
No, it's so funny. There was this very precipitous moment. Like, I was a freshman in college. Still playing the trombone, still in marching band. I went to UConn. That was a really cool marching band.
Huskies.
With the dance marching kind of stuff, you know.
Is it the Huskies?
What's that?
Is it the Huskies?
Yeah. Yeah.
Stores.
UConn Huskies, yep.
Out in the woods, you know, people, because you look at a map, Connecticut's so tiny and shit, but big woods.
Yeah. It was totally, yeah. Definitely.
It's like northeast part of the state. Yeah, big woods.
I think it's pretty developed now, but back in the 80s, not so much.
Yeah,
but,
you're right. A lot of that shit's changing.
There was this moment in time where I was still doing that, and then remember ska was kind
of
coming up around
then,
like getting more popular?
That's where people in the school bands playing brass could actually be in rock and roll bands.
Right. So I had a chance to play with this band, Six Feet Under, but like at the exact same time, my boyfriend was in this hardcore band, and he was like, "Oh, we need a bass player," kind of thing, and I was like,
"Torn."
All right,
you were torn.
So I switched to the bass. Like I was 20,
and what was your first bass?
I don't know.
Some with four big fucking strings, right? What was your first amp?
Yeah, my first amp. I don't know that. Oh,
okay, it was something to make those four strings louder.
Sonic something? Yeah.
Okay, what was the first gig you played at using a bass instead of a bone?
Oh, probably the art pit in the art room in the art building at UConn. We were Skip Bronoise.
You're talking about the boyfriend's hardcore band.
Yeah. Skip Bronoise.
What were they called?
It was Skid Row Noise.
Okay. I thought that was the description of it.
Yeah. No, but I remember, I know, it is a description. As my brother said, he came to one of my shows, he goes, "It sounds like a car crash." That's what he said. I remember.
What was the first song you learned on the bass?
Probably Joy Division's Transition.
Oh, not one of theirs, huh? Pete Hook.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you got on the bass just to fucking be in that band, so I would figure the first songs you would learn was that band's songs.
Oh, no, we did a lot of covers. We did, like, Gun Club, Sex Beat, and we did,
and I
like...
I think that lady was the lady from the Bag. She's married to the Damn singer now. Her name was Pat Bag.
Oh.
The singer was a lady named Alice Bag.
Yeah, I don't know her, but I know her.
Alice's still doing music. She lives in Mexico now. She was an ESL teacher for a bunch of... you know, that was the band that me and Dee Boone saw that got us involved with the movement was the Bags. They were incredible.
Oh, really?
Oh, I wouldn't shit you, Mary. So what was that first gig like with your boyfriend's hardcore band?
Oh, actually, you know what? That might not have been the first time. I think the first one was at the Commons at UConn.
But it was still UConn, but it wasn't the art room. It was the Commons, like where everybody hung out. Yeah.
I was freaked out. I remember Carl, my friend, was a guitar player, and I was like, I don't know what this is doing around my neck. I totally was like, I don't know what I'm doing. And like my one bass lesson with JR, the singer, was like, no, he was the other guitar
player. You mean you only had one lesson, but no practice?
Yeah, no, he gave me a pick. I don't play with a pick, but he gave me a pick. I used to. And he was like, you know, just back and forth, like Dee Dee, just like Dee Dee. And he had this thick Brooklyn accent.
I
was like,
I tell you, what's his name? He plays Clem Burke. He plays drums for. He said, yeah, the Ramones wouldn't proc with him. So when he came time to do the gig, of course, Dee Dee did everything twice as fast. He did two gigs. They even gave him a jacket and a name, Elvis Ramone. But he couldn't last in the band. They wouldn't practice with him. They, like, learned it off the record, but we're not going to play it like that. Look, I want to play some Marjane Lee Hooker, the band you end up in. I want to play Weary Bone.
Good morning, rest your weary bone. Lay your head down on my shoulder. Can't know what you don't know. Hit the road.
Thank you. That stuff don't bother me at all. You fold your dollar bills, I'll fix a drink and pop some pills. Red, white and blue, I hear you call. Where have you gone, my dear? Awaken, you're no longer here. I hear an old man sigh. She don't care if you live or die. Where have you gone, my dear? Don't you lie to me. I can see your face. I can hear you moan, moan, moan. Every time he works your body, every time he takes my place. Is he a better man than me? Will he set your poor heart free? You throw your red dress on, slip away in the frozen dawn. Is he a better man than me? Don't you lie to me. I can see your face. I can hear you moan, moan, moan. Every time he works your body, every time he takes my place. Red, white and blue, I hear you call. That stuff don't bother me at all. Your smile can't kill the pain, and I won't come this way again. Red, white, and blue, I hear you call.
Do you know the crash is on the right stage that you saw?
Watch for Pedro show that chunk of music started off with Jane Lee Hooker doing Weary Bones. And then we had Sawako Kosei Komatsu with P-Wants. Matt Nelson and Thaddeus Brown, Preserve Me, Morning. Parentheses, parenthetical title, huh? Model Home from their new album, Keep Pushing. Great band out of D.C. area. Brand new from Mama Leak, Boiler Room. Kersolano with It Takes My Place, Guided by Voices, Bob Pollard. It's every other month. It's got to be a new album, right? Never Mind the List. XV. These ladies are great. Split, Don't Split. Body Kite. Title unknown, but it's live at Barb's. May 28, 2022. Yeah, that's a guy upstate New York, French guy, bass man. Kim Boone and Kessner out of Berlin with Exodus. And finally, some more Jane Lee Hooker. Runaway Train. Okay, so would you call that gig a success or a failure?
On the very first one? I can't remember. But yeah, I think a success because I was hooked, man. So.
Okay. And did you, well, you know what kind of bass you play now, right? A Fender P, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a P bass.
So when did you get that?
I got it at Chelsea Guitars.
How far down the road from this first gig?
Probably like 6 years later, 5 years later. 1990 about, I got
it. You were with these guys a while.
No. Okay. Well, kind of. I was in Connecticut.
Enlighten me, Mary. I wasn't there. You're going to have to enlighten me.
Oh, okay. Yes, we did that for a while, and then we did different names. We were Pain and Texture for a while, and then we were Stone Crow for a while. No, but then I moved to New York.
They probably wrote songs with you then. Or were you part of the songwriting process?
Yeah.
Can you remember the first song you wrote?
Oh, God. I don't know. I wrote
That's all right. But did you guys record?
Yeah. Do you know this? The first time I ever recorded, you know Masters of the Obvious, Paul Caparino?
I've heard of him.
Yeah. I played Crystallize Your Penis.
Okay.
We recorded that in Willimantic. Yeah, he was just passing through. He didn't live there or anything. And he needed a bass player, so I did it. And that's when I was very, very beginner. Like, I had just started playing. But, yeah.
Well, opportunity knocks.
Yeah, but I used to go see you guys. I used to go see I got to tell you this connection. I've actually met you, like, in probably 84, and we used to go to Boston.
There was a place in Hartford called Anthrax.
Yep.
I remember.
Oh, Anthrax in Norwalk, yeah.
Right, outside of town. That was a hardcore place. I remember playing Trinity the School. Maybe that's later 80s, but... okay, so where'd you meet me?
Oh, I think you played the Channel and the Rat, and one of those
we played both of them many times. Yeah.
Yeah, my friend LaVon was cousins with Georgie.
Because Georgie's so actually Georgie was actually born in Brockton.
Oh, really?
I wouldn't shit you, Mary. He came to Pedro. None of us Minutemen are really from Pedro. We all came here as boys from different parts. I came from Virginia. D. Boone came from Napa, California. And Georgie came from Brockton, Massachusetts. Rocky Marciano, same town.
That makes sense because family's from there, yeah.
Okay, yeah, and his ma had the strong ass. That's where we get Georgie. Hey, Georgie. Really strong accent. It was beautiful, beautiful. I loved it. And I remember playing the Channel, and this kid with the skateboard said, "You guys are the weirdest hardcore band I have ever seen."
It's insane.
Hardcore. And I even wrote hardcore on the neck of my bass, and I spelled it HAHDKOA. Hardcore. Because you don't have any R's if you're in Boston.
Nope.
No back bay. But the back bay is depleted of ours. So you're the Channel, and it ended up burning down and stuff. I remember we could only do gigs on Sundays in those days. Again, there was no beer to either, so Andrew would get you the beer there.
Oh, yeah.
Have to go to New Hampshire.
Yep. Okay. We used to have to go to Rhode Island from Connecticut.
Or something like that. Yeah. Blue Laws. So you're telling me this band don't last that long, even though it goes through incarnations and you tour. Did you you record with them, but did you tour with them?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
But you end up moving to New York City, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then what do? You bring your bass, you bring your amp.
I bring my bass, I play with a couple of different people, and then I end up playing with my friends Sue and Tracy. Tracy, who's in Jane Lee Hooker, and We Were the Wives.
Okay. It was a trio piece. A trio.
Yeah.
And you remember the first gig of the Wives?
Probably Nightingale on 2nd Avenue and 13th Street.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're talking East Side, Lower East Side.
Dude. Yep.
And what now would you call this gig? Was it a success or a failure?
Oh my goodness! Yeah, it was. We were great.
Oh, you liked it? Okay. And what about the material? Were you producing? Were you writing?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember the first Wives song you wrote?
Oh gosh. But maybe 8-Ball or Smooth Stone or something. It's on a cassette somewhere. Yeah.
Oh, you ended up recording with them too.
Yeah. Yeah, we kept going and going. Like we played, I think, probably for 5 years.
Now, did this band tour?
Yes. Yeah, we toured the U.S. We never toured outside. Well, we went to Toronto, but we
toured. You never got to California?
Yeah, we played.
Oh, I thought you said you never got out of New York.
No, we did. We
You're saying you never got out of the United States. You played in Canada once.
Yeah.
Okay, understood.
Yeah.
But you came to California, so you did the big fucking loop around the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple of times. It was awesome.
Okay, yeah. I wish everybody that, to graduate high school, you got to do a tour.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And learn how to play drums.
it's my favorite thing in the world. And then we were, Hilly from CB's managed us, and we used to.
Hilly Crystal.
Yeah.
Got to meet him a few times. Nice man. Always nice to me.
He's really nice. Yeah. We played in the basement. And
he it kind of expanded, right? He had that pad next door.
Yep. Yeah. There was the gallery. And then there was
the gallery. That's it.
On the other side. So, yeah. It was good.
I wonder what he would think now. Now there's some place in Las Vegas that uses that name, right?
Oh, I haven't seen that yet. But
me either.
Also,
I don't want to.
Newark Airport had a store too.
Okay. I know where it was on the Bowery and stuff. That's you can't even tell there was anything there anymore.
Yeah.
Quote the Raven, nevermore. So, what happened to the Wives?
We broke up. I was pregnant. I think it was like 1990. My last show, I was 6 months pregnant with them.
Whoa.
And then,
The bass was sitting kind of high. The bass was...
Yeah. But it was a time of, like, big baggy, like, flannel. Yeah. So it was just, like,
it's a little hideaway.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, I remember big pants in the 90s. I think it came from the rapper guys, right? Because it came from prison or something. Some of the guys, I remember there was these boys from Atlanta, they wore their pants on backwards. Crisscross or some shit. They were good, but they didn't last. So kind of nature ended that band. Okay. Or maybe postponed. No, because you said one of these ladies you end up playing with in another band, Jane Lee Hooker. Okay.
Tracy, the guitar player, high top. Yeah, she's incredible.
Oh, there's two guitar, right? There's two guitar.
And Jane Lee Hooker, T-Bone and Tracy, and they're like dueling lead guitar.
So more like the Yardbirds instead of like Tom Fogerty and John Fogerty. It's more like Jeff Beck and Jimmy Page.
They identify with Skynyrd pretty closely.
Well, there was the old thing with the rhythm guitar and lead guitar, but then there was some bands like Yardbirds. In fact, this is what Ivan Julian told me, what they were, Richard on the Voidoids, that Bob Quine and him, it was dueling guitars, not rhythm lead. Yeah. Look, we're at the end of the first hour, August 5, 2022 edition, Walk Pedro Show. Special guest Mary from the Jane Lee Hooker. Hold tight for hour two. August 5, 2022. It's the second hour of the Watch from Pedro Show.
Yeah. Take me out of myself, we're going on a holiday. Again, I wouldn't say that I deserve it, or that I'm even worth it. Here we go and pretend. Take me out of myself, we're going on a holiday. But again, I won't say that I deserve it or that I am even worth it. But hell, here we go again. Pretend escape growing incandescence. I'm light on my feet, and in my heart there's an irregular beat. And I lay down and forget. I lay down and forget into the fog again. Again, again, again.
At the time, but how was I to know that I would soon be laid low. Another man down, bleeding on the ground. I went down a blind alley, looking for love,
looking for love.
I went down a blind alley, looking for love,
looking for love.
I was ready to go when she spoke soft and low. The thing she said went straight to my head, till I couldn't see the plan she had for me. I went down a blind alley, looking for love,
looking for love.
I went down a blind alley, looking for love,
looking for love.
Strung me along, till a cop on the beat found me lying in the street. Under the moon above, another victim of her love. I went down a blind alley, looking for love,
looking for love.
I went down a blind alley, looking for love,
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 looking for love.
living by. You say.
For Pedro Show, start off the second hour. Jay Lee Hooker doing All Good Things. Ben Sultan from Tasmania after that with Thirst. Ben Shimmy, brand new. The Eye. Ben Vaughn, he was on the show a couple weeks ago. Blind Alley. Simon Santa Monica. SNM. Benji Johnson, Seven Devils. North Carolina. He's going to come visit Pedro Monday. Give him a little tour. Hari Sima. Guando. Sonoban Las Cracolas. Jane Lee Hooker, finally. Mean Town Blues. Okay.
Yay.
So, there's a little interruption with pregnancy and bringing on the next shift. And then you get back with the guitar lady. But what, is Jane Lee Hooker born right then? Give me the story.
Give me the story, man. Yeah, I guess I wasn't playing at all, and then I was playing with Sue again, the first singer in the Wise. We were Future X, and then good old social media. I saw Tracy posted something about her new blues band, and like she was starting something up, and I got a pain in my chest. I was like, "What is she doing?" So I called her up. I was like, "Why didn't you call me?" You know, I was just like, "What?"
You're starting something without me.
Yeah, and she's like, "Ma, you hate the blues." She told me, "Ma," and I was like, "I don't hate the blues. I just don't listen to it so much." And whatever. Anyways, I started playing with she was playing with Gita, from Karen Black, Bloodshot for Karen Black, and then you know Gita got too busy. She has another band as well. I can't remember their name, but anyway, she got super busy, so I hopped right in.
Okay. You mean Jane Lee Hooker was already together?
Just rehearsing. Just started. They didn't play any shows.
So
or anything.
She had already put together a singer and a drummer?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if they had a singer. They were backing Texas Terry for a show or
two.
Oh,
yeah. She's an old friend of mine. I think she lives in Berlin now.
Yeah.
She lived in SoCal for a long time.
That's not fun.
Good lady, man.
Cool.
I even got to do some Stooges songs with her once in the Strong Beach, but place I'm going to play tonight. Okay. So the it's not like you joined a full-form band. They're still forming.
Yeah, still forming. And then we had one singer for about like 9 months, and she quit. And then we auditioned singers, and that's where we got Dana Danger. She was amazing. And so that was, I think, about 10 years ago. We used to play the Shrine up in Harlem. That was like our first gigs. We'd go up there and play
there. The first Jane Lee Hooker's gig was the Shrine.
Yep.
Okay. And how was that gig? Was that a success? Was that a failure?
Yep. Yeah. So cool, man. It was really cool. Yeah. And we didn't rehearse with Dana that.
And also you brought on the second guitarist, right?
Yeah, T-Bone was always there. T-Bone and Tracy, because Tracy was the second guitarist. So they always, she called her first. Like, those two, I think, were the first two to get together.
Okay.
And then, that's a feeling.
Did that first gig, was that with Dana, or was that with the original singer?
I think we played with the original singer once or twice up there.
Okay.
And the first time we played with Dana was up there. Too. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's play Jericho.
Okay.
Bones, they grow so tired. 10,001. They don't approve them through school. The light is glowing, Bonnie, Bobbo, and cool. Legal age cannot be made a fool. We're located in Palm. I have it, I am it, there is room to say. I think it, I do it, and now it's done and done. I sleep and I wake up in accordance to sun. Ah, but that sun keeps spinning and I'm getting restless. I heard there's some action in town. They talk and they tell me it makes our life brighter. It's all in the name of fun. So chop it, it's known it, suck it up your nose. Party, a petrol, and all this as a whole. Now you're seeing rainbows without lifting a thumb. So how does it feel to know you have a ride? We'll do this forever, cause we will make it stop. Stay up all night, and then we all up in the shop. Yeah, man, I do dig. It's really something being where it's all at. It seems so simple being fat alley cat. You watch us all say what's up. But Torrance, he croaked. When I'm a mother, his and became the goal. The lady opens virus and humans grow. Barbara's dim, yet still on. Observing, sorry, I think I'll take a cue. The one down on me, the smoke up on the hood. Nature, the neutral, meaning the bad for the good. Capacity blunted, feeling kinda numb. The bad came up empty, feeling kinda dumb. Hurt to press forward, yet it hurts when you don't. So I ask the spirit, hey, could you like show me to get from the dust to the dawn? It surely will take time, it won't be a straight line, but your light will be turned back on. And so it was.
roll with the punches. I'm gonna take my sweet time. I'm gonna go nice and easy. Oh, I'm telling you that
for Pedro Show. Start that chunk of music out. Jane Lee Hooker doing Jericho. And Brahma's Prendon out of the D.C. area. like Model Home. Vlad Ponder's Infinity. Then Tropical Fuckstorm, brand new. They do a cover of, this is one of, all, you know, when I was helping the Stooges, 125 months, we did all the old tunes except for two of them. They were both on the first album. One was called We Will Fall, and the other one was called Ann. And there's a cover of Ann. I don't know why, but we never did. S.R. Woodward after that, so was Chat Pile, brand new, at Oklahoma City with The Mask. Ray Shin, Crick Crossing, and finally Lucky from Jane Lee Hooker. So who came up with the name?
Was Jane Lee Hooker? That was like a late night bar decision before a show, I think. We just kind of came upon it, and then we woke up and we're like, oh, I guess we have a name. Because we were throwing around another name, and it's the name of our company, East River Truckers, and I really like that name. But I guess it served us.
We should remind the listeners that the East River actually ain't a river. It's an estuary, people.
This is true. Brackish water, right?
Yeah, because a river is water that comes from mountains and snow and shit, ice, right, that melts, and then it goes down to the ocean. An estuary is actually the ocean coming in. And that's what happens there. Now, Hudson River, that's a river, right? It comes from the Adirondacks and that shit up there. Not up there, but north. I don't know why we call north up.
But, you know,
and south down. But estuary, now I learned this because I took my mom the Circle Cruise, where they got a boat that goes all the way around Manhattan to show
her. Yeah, the Circle Line. Yeah.
Yeah, I took my mom that one time.
Nice.
Yeah, just to show her, you know, because she ain't been there since she was a little girl to see her grandma. And so my mom got to see New York City twice, about 70 years apart. So, okay, so you guys were already a band and still coming up with a name. Oh, so, okay, so she didn't think of everything. Some of this stuff was group decisions, too.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And, so when you get Dana, now you got a boy drummer.
Yep.
Is he the same from the beginning?
No, Ron joined about 2.5 years ago.
And the history we're talking about is like 10 years ago?
What's that?
The history we're talking about, these Shrine gigs, that's
total
like
10 years.
Okay, 10 years.
Yeah. We played with Melissa for about 6 years.
Who was the first drummer? It was a woman?
Yeah, Melissa Cool Whip.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep. And she was on the first two albums, and then...
And when you made those first two albums, you guys toured too, right?
Yeah. We toured Europe. We haven't really toured the U.S. We need to... We do little runs, but we haven't done a full-on tour yet. We fly out to California or Texas or something, but, like, that's our next goal, is to really...
Okay, and why the drummer change?
She quit.
Oh, okay. Good reason.
Yeah. And Ron goes way back with us. He played in the Mobile Homos with Tracy, and he played in Bad Wizard with T-Bone. And
Them in different bands. That's cool.
Yeah. And I never played with him, but I've known him. I always thought of him as a kid because he was in high school and I was like 24 or so when I met him. So it's like, he was always a kid, but now it doesn't seem that way anymore.
Well, it's like that because even 3 years when we're, you know, high school, junior high and that shit, you're in another world. But then when you leave that world, even 10, 20 years ain't even that different.
No. Totally, yeah. He was in this hardcore band from Jersey, New Republic, and he used to play with the Wives. And then we actually did a few shows out of town with them, too, so that was cool. Barely remember. He was Bleach Blonde then. He's not anymore. But
I saw him in the video. And, he ain't Bleach Blonde anymore. And there was a band with three ladies and a boy drummer here called That Dog. And it had the Hayden triplets and Anna Warnicker and this guy, I think his name was Tony, but I've always wondered about the one guy in a lady band, right? And a lot of times it is the drummer man. I don't know why, but
I don't know.
There's something about lady drummers, man. They're pretty incredible. Also lady bass players. Yep. Something about lady rhythm sections. Yeah, because they don't try to be fake lead guitar or lead singer. They actually get at the business of becoming a section. You know, the kick drum and the bass guitar. You know, as I go down the years, you know, four-string guitar, yeah. No, four-string drum set.
Yeah.
The closest note we got on the stage to us, in fact, I was on the sports, you know, the Dodger station. They came to Pedro, so they wanted to talk to me. What is the bass player trying to do? And I said, we're trying to dance with the kick drum. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I try to get inside the kick drum. That's mentally what I feel like sometimes when we're like, it's getting intense or it's like super intricate or something. Yeah. I literally want to fall inside.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, you know that dude who played bass for the birthday party, Tracy Pugh. Sometimes he'd stick his head in the kick drum while he was playing a gigs.
Heaven.
And with that cowboy hat, I don't know. We're at the end of the second hour, Mary. August 5, 2022 edition. Watt Peter Show special guest Mary from Jane Lee Hooker. August 5, 2022. It's the third hour of the Watt for Pedro Show.
That I could see you, my friend. It's been too long, it's been hard. Oh, I really wish that I could get in my car and drive to you and then drive away with you. I've been hurting, I've been low. Oh, it
C'était une jeune fille. Ses beaux yeux noirs étaient baignés de fleurs. À son amoureux, elle comptait ses malheurs. Si je la cour, j'ai peur de devoir partir. J'entends la chanson sereine du rossignol joli. J'ai jamais été si bonne. J'ai des désirs plein la terre. Faut pas que tu m'abandonnes. J'entends la chanson sereine du rossignol joli.
Miles of beer. make some more friends. But them all bad. Make some more friends. Zero bottle of beer on the wall. Zero bottle of beer. Zero bottles of beer on the wall. Zero bottles of beer. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the singer's in their throat because they can't get calluses. People, we start the third hour off. Jane Lee Hooker doing Drive. And speaking of Drive, we were talking about touring. And Mary saw me playing with the MSSV. And she found out via the diary that I did all 12,580 miles.
Oh, my God.
So the calluses on the ends of the fingers are from the bass strings. But the ones on the palms, people, they're from the steering wheel.
From that steering wheel.
Right. We had Girls in Synthesis after with the engine, plus Dog Plus out of Connecticut with Miss Sykes. Epilatatu, je sais pas de nom. Pardon my fucking lame ass Francais. Miriam Gedron from Quebecois, Quebec French. Let me ruin this shit. La joue fait et plus. Young woman, huh? Filly, huh? We call the horse, young women horses, fillies. Hot Pursuit of Happiness is Thomas, his new project. Make More Friends. Mesquite Mudsuck, this is out of Alaska, but some more friends, French here, people. Laporte Est Ovort. And then finally, this could be kind of French too, but it's got a Y. Mercy, 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 Jane Lee Hooker.
Oh.
Okay. Merci. So, so the touring. So, Jane Lee Hooker mostly little starts a different touring than the wives.
Yeah, we go to Europe a lot. Well, we did for the pandemic.
But you probably are going to get going again, right? We should talk about this. What is the status of the band right now?
Right now, we're getting ready. Oh, my God. We're playing the Rock and Roll. Oh, I would have gotten killed if I didn't say this. Not killed, but we're playing the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with the Blue Bonnets
Cleveland.
On Friday.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah. With the Blue Bonnets, who we're friends with from Austin, Dominique Davalos and Kathy Valentine.
There's a big sister right there.
They're awesome. Yeah.
Right, she was in a band. I remember when she joined the Go-Go's. Before that, she was in a band called the Textones. She's good, really good bass player and singer and stuff. Yeah. All right, Kathy. So I hope that gig. And people don't realize they call Ohio the Midwest, but it ain't really. It's before the Midwest, and it ain't that far from New York City. You just go across Pennsylvania. Yeah. I think it's a town that Velvet Underground did the most gigs, 23 gigs. Bob Quine recorded them all.
Oh, wow.
I wouldn't shit you. So that's coming up right now, okay? And what else?
Yeah. We have a video. Lucky has a video that's made. It's going to come out on September 9th.
Tell us about this album you just did. So this new record, or the latest record you guys did, that's the first... with the latest drummer, man, right?
Yes.
It was the first one with him, right?
Yeah.
So what was the difference than having a lady on the drums? Here we go. Yeah, so difference in recording with different drummers.
Yeah. Well, yeah, with Bron, I was pretty much right in the pocket. It felt, I don't know, he instantly made me a better bass player, you know what I mean?
But in a way, also, he was the little brother. So, that's interesting. You say, even though he's playing the little brother role, he makes you a better bass player. I find that happens all the time, especially with people with less experience. Because, I don't know, there's just something about it. You know, all of a sudden, in a strange way, you get in the student mode and they become the teacher, even though they have the least experience.
Oh, no, he's a player, man. He's been playing a long time. Like, just age-wise, he's younger, but, like, he's... such an amazing musician.
Yeah, that's... And, you know, some people, they want to play with lamer people so they look better. But, man, it's always good to play with somebody better, right? Because then you can learn it and feed off that. Okay.
And he used to play bass. When he was in high school,
Right? Okay, yeah. So he can relate on a bass level. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, very good
the kick drum with strings, yeah. Okay, I want to play both. Yeah, so I found some live Jane Lee Hooker. So let's play Bumblebee.
Okay.
Bumblebee, Peter Lecker, De Kleiner Rappa, Nimmersa, Possessing Bus, Sir Lecker.
is for Mother Earth. In the fall season between August, between September 27th and September
Yeah.
Pedro show, yeah. Bonn used to be the capital of this country called West Germany that no longer exists. Last music for this edition, that chunk started off Bumblebee, something live from Jane Lee Hooker. Puppet Midnight after that with the Caterpillar song, also known as Die Kleine Raupe Nimmerschat. Fucked up that pronounced too, so, sorry. Senior Salty Balls with Granola Bar, Satanic Slumber Party Part 2, which is also called Midnight in Sodom, Tropical Fuckstorm, and Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. It's kind of a combo proj. Rubber O Cement, the East Bay, with Bring It On, Semi-Setting It, Rosacean Oil Face Splitter. No, Spilter. What a fucking title. Rubber O Cement is the band. And finally, one more live tune from Jane Lee Hooker. Champagne and Reefer, of course. What else goes with champagne but reefer? And so you were talking about you bringing the bass parts to the song. Have you ever brought songs in, you know, like Charlie Mingus, right? He's a bass player, but he would compose on piano. And I've heard of bass players. They'll, you know, keyboard or guitar, and they'll show the rest of the band. But, yeah, because it seems like a lot of people don't want to compose on bass guitar.
Yeah.
But I do.
I don't start a song, but I like to come up with a counter melody to whatever is brought in. You know what I mean? Like, where there's bass or something, I'll do a little counter thing. It's harder with a five-piece. With a three-piece, it was, like, mandatory and wanted. It's less wanted in a five-piece. But, you know, I just try to add a little sparkle, you know?
So what you're saying is, if it's a dialogue, you don't start the conversation. Somebody else does, and then you react to that.
Yeah. Dana writes a lot of the songs, and T-Bone and Tracy Hightop.
You're talking about the singer lady. Does she write on an instrument?
Yes, she writes on keyboard or guitar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, you know, the captain, he would sing to his band, right? I want you to play this with the mouth, you know?
Yeah.
I'm always curious about this process because it seems there's a million ways to do this, do it, you know?
And
so
yeah.
I'm really curious. So does the band make demos?
Yes. Yeah. We go to Mercy Studios right here on 14th Street, and we do demos there. And it's interesting. The very first time we played with Ron, we were doing a demo there, and we ended up keeping his drums for Jericho on that album, Rolling. I think it's from that take, but
so you took his drums from the demo and then you built around that.
Yeah
I heard this is what Pete Townsend
because
does.
Like
I had Joey Warnaker on the show, and he recorded with Pete Townsend. He says that's what Pete Townsend does. When you record with Pete now, you're actually playing to his demo.
Yeah.
And why not? Yeah. You know, right? You just start replacing the things with the real things. Yeah.
It's so weird to piecemeal the stuff together, but it was kind of it had to happen.
You know,
at
the end of the day, the listener doesn't realize where all that history, right? The listener only knows what's coming out of the speaker.
Yeah.
Like that movie, what was that movie? Wizard of Oz and Frank Morgan. Pay no attention to that man behind. He was the man behind the curtain.
Yeah, true. I like recording at the same time as the drums, so you're like insanely like there together. You know what I mean?
But, absolutely. Although this thing, have you done stuff where you trade files over the internet?
I didn't really. Well, yeah. Well, we do it super lo-fi when we're writing, like okay. just through.
No, most. But no, I've been part of a lot of albums where I've never met these fucking people. I've been playing with them. In some ways, there's some advantages. You know, you can go back and nobody's looking at you, and you can be doing it naked.
Right. You know. Yeah, we recorded three different places. We started at Mercy, like doing the demos, and then we went to this place in Brooklyn. I can't remember the name of it. And then we did a lot of it at Dreamland up in Woodstock.
And that mixed and stuff, yeah.
Where
can people find you on the internet?
We're on, what do you mean, like Instagram and stuff?
No, is there a Jane Lee Hooker website?
Oh, janeleehooker.com.
Okay,
yeah,
people, JaneLeeHooker.com to get information. Because you guys are going to start doing gigs, right?
Yeah.
That's great. And, you know, it's a big honor to have you on the show, Mary, so much. When you get something going with Jane Lee Hooker, whatever you got going, will you come back on the show, please?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And good luck with the show tonight.
It's a pan shooter. Okay. I'm scared. Thank you so much, Mary. And thanks for being on. Really, can't wait to have you back on.
Thank you.
Okay, safe seas. Bay All Sister. Right. People, it's been August 5, 2022. This is just my Peter, so keep your powder dry.